Yes, guys, welcome back to the Once You're In podcast. As you can see, we are joined by a very special guest, Mr. Josh Croghan. Thank you for joining us, mate. You don't need an introduction because we've had you on before.
How many times is this now? Is this your third?
We've been on loads.
It's my second time here.
Yeah.
I feel very lucky.
You're very committed to this pod, more than your own.
I feel like I'm committed to everyone's podcast now.
I feel like if we were to say to you, Josh, genuinely, you've got a space every week, you would be here. I know you would. I reckon you'd be like ball shorts and banter, sorry.
Tom. Sam, bleep that.
Yeah, but
every time we say ball shorts and banter, just put once you're in.
Every time you're in.
Segue.
Once you're in, you're in.
just the sign over his mouth as well.
So, right, we're gonna have a bit of a catch up. We wanna hear some like juicy gossip because I sent this to Finn. There was a show that you did. No. But I want to hear how you've been.
Stay tuned for the juicy gossip.
However, I do want to hear juicy gossip regarding placings, the Alpha Elite show, all the sort of stuff that, like, for example, you might tell me, Finn and Sam, we're going to be extracting some shit out of you, so be careful.
We're going to extract as much shit out of me as you want.
What's that called?
A colonoscopy. Is it?
Josh has been at a shoot today. Do you want to tell us about your shoot, mate?
Yeah, guys. So, my podcast,
Once You're In, You're In,
sponsored by an amazing, you'd call it a bodybuilding brand, wouldn't you?
It's all in bodybuilding.
It's a bodybuilding clothing brand. So, we just went and did a shoot with them. Good fun. Got, like, next season's launch, which is in, like, a few weeks.
Whereabouts was it in Nottingham?
Nottingham Strong.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been there?
I've not, no. I've got a few
times.
So I've been, like, maybe four times over the last 12 months, and every time I've gone, something, like, they've bought new kit or they've, like, changed the layout.
We ought to have a session there.
Yeah. It's really quite good. There's nothing there that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
But they've just got all the basics. Yeah. And, like, the lighting's good, the environment's good. Yeah, so we did a shoot there. It was good fun. Yeah. Went for Five Guys after, because I can do things like that now.
What was your Five Guys order?
Today, I went a little bit tame because I've just had 2 weeks all inclusive and I'm a bit of a fatty at the minute.
What's your body weight?
No, tell us the.
Five Guys
now. I want my body weight straight away. I want to know if you're fatter than me.
90 kilos.
And then what were you when you competed?
65.
40.
78.
That's 12 kilos up.
Yeah.
So what, 20?
I gained 16 pounds in 2 weeks.
How did you feel?
Can you tell us your Five Guys order, please?
All right, my Five Guys order was double bacon burger, no cheese, because it makes me shit myself, and I couldn't do that to you too. Yeah.
Thank you.
Medium fries, and then a refillable drink, which I managed to get this time. I managed to get 5 refills.
Jesus. Have you digested like the food as well?
What were your 5 refills?
All sugar full.
I bet you had a nice one for the drive, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I can understand getting one and then getting another.
Yeah, I'd get one for the
five.
Drive.
That's like,
hey, when you're paying like £4 for a drink, you want to get it to like under £1.
I just feel so bloated, like sipping that much for
a drink. I had a Dr Pepper, I had a Dr Pepper Zero, Coke Zero. Fanta Orange, and then like Fanta Peach.
Fanta Peach?
Yeah,
quite nice. What toppings do you have on your burger?
Grilled mushrooms.
Hey mate, can I have a double bacon cheeseburger with grilled mushrooms and grilled mushrooms?
Can I have a grilled mushroom burger, please? Can I have grilled mushrooms 3 times and then a burger on the side?
And then go back because there's not enough grilled mushrooms.
Excuse me, mate, why is there a burger in it?
You said you went for a tame effort though. Would you have gone for more if it was your final meal? Because I don't ever eat a different... I wouldn't have the same... If it was my last meal, I'd have more. But if I've got to eat meals for the rest of the day, I wouldn't even probably get the fries. I'd probably just get a burger and be like, I'll be sound with that.
That's why you aren't a pro, mate.
Yeah. Fuck. Shit.
Nah.
I told you guys, you can't eat.
You can't eat.
You'd get one mini burger and you'd leave a bit.
I'm surprised I finished my post.
A little bit of that mini burger.
No, I'm just thinking if it's like later on in the day, the last thing I want to do is feel full at like 4 p.m.
To be fair, aren't they like, if you get a double burger, it's like 600 calories. It's not a lot.
800
calories. I don't know.
The bacon ones.
Try not to look at them things too much.
Why? Because food focus is just
so much. It makes you go,
fucking hell. So that used to be a day's worth of food.
So you said you had 12 kilos up. from...
Right, hang on, hang on. We've got to go back to the Five Guys, right? What, so Dan Inman managed to get a triple burger. So it's an extra £2 to put another patty in.
Yeah, it's a triple
and then
patty.
One of the boys there, Dom, managed to convince him to put a hot dog sausage inside the burger.
That's not even works. So you've just got a bit of like a...
So the cut...
Yeah,
pouring out then.
So they cut the sausage in half and then cut it in half again, like slice
it,
and then put it in on top. It looked fantastic.
Yeah.
Them sausages are obviously look very questionable.
But it was nice though.
But it looked a good burger.
Yeah, no, decent. Yeah. Fair enough, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That being said, you pay, you can probably do anything. You could probably take half like fries in there.
Can I have a blowjob?
Any blowjob again, guys? Triple patty, any blowjobs?
What do you want? Blowjob.
That's not what we used to do at school. We'd ask for what we wanted. Like, we'd be in the dinner queue, and it'd be like, right, like you dare your mate to ask for a blowjob after they've asked what they wanted. Like, can I have that, and a blowjob, please?
So what was that?
And like, obviously the women, like the dinner ladies, just like knew we were taking the piss. They'd always laugh at us, like, and they'd like, no, we're
and then
coming.
They'd go, okay.
And then we'd go around the back.
Imagine,
and we'd
like,
get
being, imagine being like 12, and like, no, let's say 12 year old came up to you and asked you, have a blowjob. Like, the fuck are you on about? Like, you'd be stunned.
Yeah, you weren't 12. We were like, it was like last year of school when you're like having a bit of a laugh at everyone. You're almost like an adult.
Almost.
That's what adults do.
Yeah.
You usually do that now and go. Yeah.
What do you want? Oh, blowjob.
I don't really.
You go to Ultra Flakes. Do you want a day pass? No, and a blowjob, Cuba.
Imagine saying that to Cooper. He'd be like,
he wouldn't even laugh. He's looking at me like, what the fuck are you? Why are you like,
you fucking idiot, write that down.
I can't imagine his response. I feel like he'd be like, get the fuck out.
Like, what the fuck are you doing there, mate? Fuck off. Imagine.
Oh, next time you go in, you've got to do it.
I've got
to do
it. Confidence for that.
No, your test is way too low.
Yeah. I'll be like, can I blow a job? Like, don't work.
Yeah.
If you said, yeah, if
a flaccid look. Speaking of that, how was your sex drive after you prep?
Fine. I had no issues throughout the entire thing.
What, even when you were prepping?
Mate. Yeah.
Really?
None.
When you say none,
it just shows, doesn't it, though? Like, I think you can definitely hold a lean composition. Like, you shouldn't be 12 kilos up now.
No. Look, I'm 12 kilos up now because I really chilled out on holiday. Yeah. I was like 4 kilos up before going on holiday, and then we had Christmas and...
Pretty good.
Or, like I'm fine with it, and my weight's coming down already, so I'm not arsed. It's just
you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, what was like a normal day, like food-wise?
Normal day food-wise on holiday.
Jack will be liking this.
Yeah,
Jack. JP, you were loving it.
One of Finn's clients, like 3 months after prep, still eats a cookie dealer every day. So,
don't be horrible to him.
Tom Stockton's like that. He just eats shit all the time, like.
Jack doesn't eat shit all the time, but he does love to fit a cookie dealer in.
He tries to tell me that he's on plan and he's fine. I'm like, mate, every time we talk, you've eaten, like,
a cookie dealer.
Yeah, he's just had a Five Guys. Yeah.
With a hot dog, is that him?
No. No, Tom had way worse. He had, like, 4 burgers, the greedy bastard. He's like, oh, no, it fits my microbes, bro.
And a milkshake. He's like, might as well. Okay,
did anyone get a milkshake?
I don't think so, but someone was saying that they do, like, a bacon milkshake.
Yeah, they do. I think there's a new like pistachio.
Yeah, there is, but that's under 100 calories.
Oh, what?
Yeah, 96 calories.
Really?
Yeah.
Off season.
For a whole shake?
For a whole shake. Pistachio nuts. I think they miss a zero.
They must do, it's just pure fats.
Yeah.
It's nuts. Yeah, it's fine. The green, mate. Green.
Like they're healthy, aren't
they? Low calories.
Right, so what was your food like when you were on holiday? Like, what was your day? Was it all inclusive?
Yeah. So it was like, at least 4 meals, and every meal was minimum of 2 courses.
But I was a bit like, I was like that in Morocco, but like I was still mindful of what I was eating. Like, no, mate, I'm just saying how I was.
I was mindful.
Yeah. I think I put on like 2-3 pounds when I was away.
Really? How long were you there for?
10-11 days. See, it's the extra 3 days, mate. Yeah. That extra for 8 kilos of 3 days.
Yeah. Honestly, I was shredded, and then last 3 days, I just spilled.
Fuck it.
Yeah. So you kept filling up. You were like, keep looking better. I just look better and better. And then you'd wake up.
You're like 20 kilos up. Yeah. And I just look better.
It's like I've done a linear load. It's amazing.
I'm not we had somebody say that to us once, where they were like post-show, they binged. Like,
no, they didn't even compete. They pulled out
their show like a few weeks ago. And he was like, so yeah, I was so over dieted. I'm like 20 kilos, was it 10 or 15?
He was like, I'm like 12 kilos up and I'm bigger and leaner. I'm like, you're really not. Yeah. Like, his face was fat.
Yeah, like, I was like, you look fat.
Sam, blur out the name. Do you know?
Once you're in, you're in. Yes, I spoke to him for the first time ever, actually, on the weekend. I thought he was a
Yeah, he's a weapon.
He's a big weapon.
He's a weapon.
Yeah. He looked very good, though. I saw him at one show.
Something just made a noise.
Oh, it's, I'll put Do Not Stab on it, Twitter or whatever.
I saw him at one show, and he was really good. And then I've seen him at other shows where he's just, like, massively, like, stomach massively distended.
Yeah.
Like, injection sites massively obvious as well, like, on his boobs.
So... when were it 2020? He went against.
Once you're in, you're in.
And his post again, just Sam, blur out these names. Like but 2 weeks post show, he went from like being shredded to this is the first time I'm over 100 kilos. Like, fucking hell! So he must have gained like 25 kilos from stage lead to that. It was literally 2 weeks.
Yeah, I saw a guy that was coached by Tom Evolution Training. And he did. We went to the.
Jack?
No, it's not. It's not Eagles.
I hate him. He's so much better. Than
so don't mention Jack Eagles on this podcast. Stop, Josh. You can leave if you mention Jack Eagles' name again. Not in the vicinity of where I'm at. No. So basically, we're at this like the Evo Christmas meetup or whatever. And I saw him. He used to train at Rotherham. And I'm not joking. I didn't recognise him. So I spoke to him a few times when I prepped him. I don't know his name off the top of my head, but I'll show you.
It's not the guy that you went against. Oh, no, he's coached by someone else.
Yeah, no. Right. He was an enhanced dude. And I literally, like, saw him at the meetup, and he came up to me, and I was like, you're right, mate. Like, just spoke to him, and I was like, I have no idea who he is.
Against was enhanced.
And I was like, I have no idea who you want. I was like, she's like, yeah, sound like whatever. I said to Sam, I was like, do you know him? And she was like, no, I don't. And then I saw, like, I recognised him afterwards. I was looking, like, who is that guy?
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he is a nice guy. He's really sound. But I remember I said to Tom afterwards, like, not that same night. I wasn't like, mate, he's fucking there too much. But I said the same next time I saw him,
in front of him, hey Tom, your client's with him now. He's fucking loads
and
away. Then,
and I said to him, like, what was? I said, I don't mean to be rude, but just like genuinely curious, like, what was his weight gain? And I think he was 60 pounds up in like 3 weeks. And I said, how do you even do that? He's like, honestly, he goes, I think he ate an off plan meal every meal for like literally like a good period.
You know what's
time.
Bad though? Like people look at that and go, oh well, at least I didn't do that bad. That comes like the sort of the worst case scenario. Yeah. So if you've only put on 30 pounds in the first week, 2 weeks, you go, oh, well, at least I don't look as bad as that guy who did that. It's like, that's not the point. Like, you shouldn't be comparing to the worst case scenario.
Yeah, literally.
I think like it's one of those for you to put on weight on your away. You're post prep now for like a good amount of time.
Yeah.
If you put it on immediately after, that's when it's bad. But like, let's say if you were to go up right now, let's say if you're back down to 86, 87, if you were to go up 10 pounds, you're in an off season. You've had that kind of foundation. You'll look a little bit watery, but you'll probably come back to baseline. You'll be
how many weeks was it between you when you competed and when you went away?
Six or seven? No.
See, that's what I really didn't like for me. Like, not that the Morocco was fine. It was Vegas that like fucked me.
Yeah.
Like the worst I've ever looked was in Vegas.
Yeah.
Like honestly, I looked awful.
I think you do though. Post show and like when you had like a really long
season. it was like a culmination of things. It was the fact that I didn't have a tan because I'd been competing and you don't go on the sunbeds towards the end, so you're just getting spray tan. So I didn't have a tan, so I was really pale. Obviously, like my fluid retention was quite bad because I was eating more. Like and because we were in Vegas, it was like let's try this, let's try that. Like if we were to go to let's say that week that we were in Vegas, if we were in London. I'd have been like, I'm not asked about any of this food. I've eaten these meals before. I've been to Five Guys, but I've not been to Shake Shack or In-N-Out. So it was like, oh, let's try this, try that.
Yeah.
And to be fair, I didn't gain loads of weight in Vegas. I just didn't look good.
Yeah.
And then like now, like I don't look great, but like I'm heavier and I look way better than
honestly,
I did in Vegas.
You're fake. You look more alive. You look more like mentally there than what you did last time I saw you. So
when did I last see you?
Just after UK and FBA, I think.
I haven't seen you since you competed.
Yeah, you were still in prep. I gave you I gave you a bit of a hug on the by the stairs or all.
Oh yes,
you
yes,
were like
yes.
You had one more show.
Yeah.
I think you had. Yeah.
Let's go into your season.
Yeah.
Let's chat about that. So let's do it in a chronological order.
Yeah.
So for people that don't know, Josh is a WNBF pro. Just to get out of Josh Croghan, WNBF pro. Sam, put a title.
Yeah,
Josh Croghan, WNBF pro. So yeah, that will probably be in the title. So first show of the season, how long was your prep? Where did you start? What's like body weight, all that sort of stuff?
So I don't actually know the exact amount of weeks, but I started prepper about 96 kilos, 97, and competed. I started prep on the 6th of May. My first show was on the 1st of October. And I stepped on stage for that first show at 81, so 15 kilos down from like the end of my off season.
What show was that? The PCA one?
PCA Yorkshire.
That's when you got beat by Hatsley in the
overall. Yeah.
What's your opinions on that, Rob? I want to know.
I don't agree with it, but yeah. I know what it's like to be sat on a judge's table, and how you would judge an overall at a regional is who's the most. I don't know, exceptional of that particular class.
Yeah.
So like an exceptional junior. Whereas I would say I'm an okay open.
I think as well, you know, like with Josh, I think that played to Josh's strength this year.
Yes.
Yeah. Because he's like, whoa, that's a team.
Yeah, that's
like,
a team.
And he actually standing up against these guys. Even if like
if you were to look at him versus Elliot, like
Josh deserved to win,
yeah. But I also think like if you were to go off who's the actual, if that was an open lineup, I think there's a lot bigger dudes, you probably just go with Elliot and go,
yeah.
You know? But same also, when you look like Josh at that show was very good.
Yeah.
Like, and when he won both of his overalls, it was like, yeah, he actually deserved to win it. But also, it would have massively helped that he's a team.
Yeah. But the fact that, like, there's no disrespect to Josh at all, the fact that he didn't go on to win his pro card kind of says, look, he's had an exceptional year as a team.
It's good that
he's been rewarded for that. Yeah, I completely agree with it.
Like, I didn't really want to win it. And I don't think he did. He wasn't like, oh, the goal is now the pro card. It was like, let's just ride this wave, enjoy this season. You've done really, really well. The goal in the next 3 years can be the pro card. That's when it should be realistic. It shouldn't be when you're a team.
No.
Teams shouldn't be, unless you're an absolute freak, which Josh isn't. He's very, very good. But if you look at Josh, like, compared to some freaky teams.
That's probably one of the best bits, in my opinion, about Josh is the fact that he's not a freak.
Yeah.
He's just a very, very
really
good
nice
body.
He poses really well. Yeah. Anyway,
it's all
back to you.
So, disagree, Lewis. Come on.
So, if it was just a straight lineup and it weren't an overall, then I do think I would have won it. But the fact that it was an overall and Jackie's such an exceptional junior, like, I'm not complaining one
bit.
Who else
was in that?
Chris Rendell.
He's good.
Chris is good.
Yeah.
And then there were some Masters guy. I think he then went on to win a British title.
That's got
to go. So good. Standard was really good. And obviously my first show of the year, so I didn't really have any expectations. I just wanted to win my...
I just wanted to fucking win, mate.
And did not get beat by Junior.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, Jack's really good. Like his back double biceps.
His
back double biceps is probably one of the best I've seen in like for a men's physique guy.
And shredded.
Yeah, he peels.
So shredded.
But I think if you were to go like when it happened, I think Sanaya said like, "Oh, Josh got beat by Jack," and I was like, "What?" Like, and I looked at the photos, I watched the video, and I was like, "Yeah, don't agree." But that's me. Maybe it's because I'm biased towards you.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm going to look for you and think, I want Josh to win.
Yeah.
But additionally to that, I can usually view stuff objectively enough to be like, if you were, let's say, because I think you got a little bit lighter for your next show as well.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you were to be at absolute peak, not saying you weren't, I think you'd be really good. But I think you're better. Which I think is objective regarding the results and how things have gone.
So, the plan for that show was to never be 100%.
Yeah, no.
Like,
you didn't compete against him again, did you, this year?
No. That was my only show that I did in the UK.
Yeah.
So,
class
that
win
was
in the first show, and then probably second in the overall, I'd imagine.
Yeah. So, in my eyes, a good start. Kind of like, I went into this season, like, really nervous. Like, at the end of the off-season, I was fine, but as soon as I started getting leaner, I just kept having so many thoughts of, like, what if I got lucky? Like, winning my pro card, coming third in the world in 2021. Like, what if all them things that happened were just pure luck because of COVID or just standard being low?
It was the first year of the WMBF, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, like, there were loads of things that I were like,
just give them out.
To be fair, like, without naming any names, they did give out pro cards that should have been given out that year, in my opinion. Not to you. But, like, there's people who, even
I'm trying to think, I'm trying to think
even this year, like, I don't think that the standard of WMBF UK pro cards is, like, crazy. But that's just because of who turns up. And they've still got to give a pro card.
Yeah.
Like Corey, that won his this year, he's really good. But I wouldn't be like, he should be a pro.
Yeah.
Not now. He would be in the future. He is already. But
I remember
we were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We weren't expecting it.
My first year out of the juniors, right? And it were a goal that I'd set myself to tick off before 10:30.
We were like, whoa, that's mental.
Did it at 24, yeah. Mental. Yeah, I met Corey in Seattle and I looked at him, I thought,
you're shit.
No, not no, he's shit. Good. He's a really good amateur natural bodybuilder. When it actually comes to the pros, I've seen them with my own eyes. Yeah. It's frigging ridiculous. Yeah. They're massive. And you can say what you want about natural bodybuilding. The guys that are at the top of the pro bodybuilder like level, they're so good. Yeah, yeah, he's so miles off of that.
That's what it should be. The standard should be that, yeah.
Like it was at the Olympia, yeah. Sorry, the natural Olympia.
Yeah, please don't say the Olympia. It's the natural Olympia.
You're not allowed to say Mr. Olympia.
You are not allowed, yeah. You can't say Mr. Olympia. Do not post that. They did like an audio.
They went round to Josh's house, knocked his door down.
Take that Mr. Olympia tag out your bio, right?
Take that hat off.
Give it.
So, first show. So when was that, date-wise?
1st of October.
Okay. Then when was your next one? Was that in Germany? Or was that the third one?
So, first one was Hull.
Okay.
Second one was Summer Shredding.
Oh, sick, yeah. Speak us through that. So what was that like, being at Alpha Elite?
I've got goose pimples straight away. Honestly, I was talking to Tom earlier.
I love you, Christian. If you watch it. Christian, please.
Mate, that meeting him was the most underwhelming moment of my life. He seemed like stoned.
Yeah.
Mate, he's on, I don't want to speak about what, he's seriously doing some black weird
shit. Yeah, he's not okay.
All the comments, have you seen his comments on any, all the comments are like, Guzman, please stop doing whatever you're doing. There was a video he did.
He has stopped taking gear. Have you seen, a couple of weeks ago?
He's blue. Yeah, really? Good. Mm. He needs to. But then also, he needs to stop fucking doing, Adderall and not sleeping. Because there was, a video once he did, and he couldn't even talk. He was literally, and people were like, Guz, everything all right? And he said, oh, I'm just doing, he kind of came out and was like, I'm not sleeping, and I'm taking things to keep me awake.
Yeah,
I'm working that
much. Yeah, and it's like, he's not even running himself into the ground. It's to the point where about 5-10 years ago, when we got into, let's say, fitness, Guzman was like, I remember watching his summer shredding videos of 2015, 16, 17.
Yeah.
You don't even recognise the guy anymore.
No.
His mantra was completely different.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, and you're like me, you can just tell. Does to you though, you just, it's like a drug, you just want more and more and more. Think how, even with all of us, I'll be like, I need to do more work, I need to do more work. I can't switch off. Even now, I'm thinking, I've got to get back to clients on the way home. I've got a busy day tomorrow. And it's good, it's great, I want it to be like that, but I'm like, it's like a drug, you want more and you want more success.
So
imagine that times 100.
Yeah. Imagine that on his level.
Yeah, exactly.
So what you just was out of it? You were like, hey, Christian. Hey.
It was just like, do you know when someone's looking at you, just like.
Yeah. So you were like, doing the intro for your podcast there.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That. Yeah. I cocked it up. I was so nervous meeting him as well. She's like, it's I fancy him. Obviously, you're going to get nerves if it's going to be alive.
Maybe not now, but he was very good looking in his peak. He was just a very good looking bloke, you know? Someone you look at and you think, God, you're handsome.
Or he's now.
Yeah.
No, he's not there. But anyway, Summer Shredding as a show, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Big prize money, how were you handled backstage? Everyone very good?
Was it how it was all handled. It felt like a massive event. Yeah. I mean, there's no amateur show on the planet that offers the amount of prize money that he's put on. And I think in total it was over 100 grand. Yeah. And a few days after the show, you're like, so if the only person that got prize money was the person that came in first, and his assistant emailed me you came top three, we feel like it's a bit bad that you've not got any prize money, so we've decided to give prize money for the top three. I was like, fucking hell, you guys, it's just another level.
How much did you get?
I'll say it's tax reasons, but I'm joking. I got $1,000, but I was happy to go there and not get anything at all. So
you're not going to go and think even though it's good as you are, you're not going to go into it and be like, I better be the best person here so I can win, what was it, 10, was it 10 grand?
10 grand, and then you go into an overall, of all the overalls, for 25 grand.
Yeah. So where did you won your class? Was it Daniel? Is he the
same
show?
Yeah, right. So
I know a bit about this backstage, about you and Dan. Don't know if we're allowed to speak about this.
Yeah, we can.
Do you know about this? He wasn't he a bit weird with you when you competed with him
before?
He
wasn't too
weird. I don't like him anymore. Yeah. So let's just take it back a little bit. So
let's get cancelled in a minute. Let's be nice now.
Yeah.
I mean, can't get cancelled for saying I don't like somebody.
No, you can't. Like, let's be honest, it's not like he's bloody in charge of any federation, or he's not got like any importance within bodybuilding.
Not like all the other
federations. Just my opinion. Yeah, it's not like what we. You guys are already cancelled. You can say we're going back right now. We can say that.
Daniel, you're a ballad. I don't know Daniel.
To be fair, whenever I've had any experience with him, he's been very nice to me.
Yeah.
He's very nice. I'm not his competition.
Yeah, he's very nice until you beat him. So how the show worked, you had a Saturday show, which was a qualifier for the Sunday, and they'd done qualifiers all the way through the year. So like PCA, where you can't just rock up to the finals and compete, you have to like earn your stripes. Yeah. So did my qualifier on the Saturday, and honestly, the lineup was so fucking good.
Yeah.
They had maybe 20 people in each class, and the classes went from A to, it might have been I, mm-hmm. in like, you know, alphabetical order.
Yeah, yeah.
There were loads of people. So I won my class, which I was like buzzing with. And then in the overall, I came joint first with two other people, and they just went with the head judge's choice. And so essentially I came like
joint. You were third, weren't you though?
Second in that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, well, second joint with someone else, but yeah. It was very, very, very close. And they literally said, if you can come in just a tiny little bit drier tomorrow, like, there'll be no one come near you. I was like, oh, great, this white is
wine.
Amazing.
You got loads of white wine in you.
Didn't drink any water, just...
Yeah. So I went on stage at 1 a.m. Or like 12:30 for the overall.
At US?
At night. Yeah. It was absolutely ridiculous, because there were that many people.
Yeah.
So, literally, I barely drank anything. I just did everything that I could possibly do to come in drier and tighter the next day. And honestly, I looked fucking ridiculous. So, in my class, it was...
I looked so good.
What did you actually do?
I like Ryan Terry.
What did you actually do then, in that time frame? When they said that, they said, you need to be dry. What did you do in the next... How many hours was it until you competed?
14-ish. So, okay. I went to bed. You know, because it was late, I had a Chipotle.
Good idea.
You know, wound the Chipotle, went to bed. Next day, just had like loads of sugary, salty food and drank sparingly. I got really, my peaking process was to peak for the Sunday. Like, it was just like, right, go on, get a qualification on the Saturday and then go and do whatever I can do on the Sunday. There was less people compete on the Sunday, but everyone had won their class in a previous show. So the standard was like elevated again, and I won that class, which was like amazing. And then I was in the overall with obviously the other class winners, and I came third. But they went for a guy that was 6'7". On stage, he was like 110 kilos,
and he looked big.
I think we were like 118, 120.
You were
ginormous.
Yeah, but we've said if you're over like 6'2", weight's irrelevant.
Yeah.
Because how many times, you know, we've joked about it, but we see people that are like, I'm 270, 260, yeah, but you're also 6'5", 6'4". Yeah. If you were, he was a big dude.
He was ginormous, yeah. Ginormous. If I was the same size as him, like, I think I would have had him, but it was just his physical presence on stage.
His structure just so big, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't ignore it. And then there were another guy that was in the overall called Dre, who, like, in my eyes, I think Dre should have won the overall, because he looked the most men's physique out of us all. Like, he weren't as shredded as I was, but his flow and his shape were, like, really, really good. Dead handsome as well.
You're saying that the black dude isn't handsome? Is that racism?
No, because Dre was black as well. So
I'm not
cancelled.
Yeah, not cancelled. Lucky he's
black. Thank God.
Thank goodness.
Thanks, Dre.
Thanks for Dre's parents. He's an immigrant as well, like. refugee to the USA, so it's even better.
Yeah.
And if he beat you, you could have been like, how's he even here? Check his papers. Goose, yeah.
He's just snug.
He shouldn't be allowed.
Come over on a bloody nothing. I'm gonna stop talking. Yeah, so I was happy with I was fine with getting beat by Dre, which is the big
black dude.
Yeah, the big black guy. Yeah, the big black guy with the most horrific waistline I've ever seen in my life. Literally,
that's racist. The waistline.
Yeah, the waistline's racist. He can't help his waist. Like, what's up with his waist? Is it descended midsection?
It's genetics.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah. So, Baron, so you think? Do you honestly think you should have got second then to Dre, or do you think you should have?
I think
you could have won.
Did Dre have that curly hair?
Yeah, he did look.
Oh, he was handsome as well.
It was very
dreamy, wasn't he?
He's not. He's like not sponsored by Gymshark, and
is he?
Mate, this is the thing with.
How
about you? I know. I'm bloody sat here with Jack.
All in.
All in.
Hey, well, God. Ultra Athletics, they love you. Ryan Terry loves you, like using your board shorts and stuff. So, you know, Mr. Olympia, that's way better than Gymshark.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Fuck Gymshark. I mean, Gymshark, I love you.
please hire me.
Yeah, please hire me. Yeah, look, the overall experience were awesome. Alpha Elite were amazing. Makes the Mecca look like a bloody church, not the Mecca. It was just an amazing, amazing trip. But it like put me on such a high that I think that might have then affected the next show. Cause
you started binging and then being like, oh no.
I just, honestly, mate, I got home and it was like cookie dealers every single day just trying to linear load.
No, so, in your next show?
My next show was WMBF Germany.
Two weeks later.
5th there, didn't you, in your glass?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Did you, be honest, did you eat a bit of shit after the Alpha League? Did you hold any water? Were you stressed? What happened? Because I know you said I looked awful. You didn't look that bad. But I could tell even in the photos, because Sam went with you, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, the photos, you didn't look that.
I didn't. Sam couldn't even save them.
Yeah, and Sam's good at editing.
I saved some of mine.
I told him not to bother. Yeah. I'm never going to post them. I'm never going to look at them. Don't send them me. Yeah, so what happened with Germany? I didn't give myself enough time to like account for any potential error. So going out there, his flight got delayed 2 hours. So that meant...
Everything was ruined. You were ready 2 hours before. If that flight wasn't delayed, that would have been spot on.
Man, I had to go and get 5 guys.
Yeah, that's it. That's the big issue. Yeah, but like supermarkets ended up being shut in Germany, so we had to like eat at a restaurant, ask for chicken and potatoes, and we got chicken schnitzel and chips. So it was like, fuck. Yeah. It was like, right, I either eat that or I don't eat at all. What's going to have a bigger detrimental effect? Yeah. And then the next day, well, like, supermarkets then didn't open till nearly lunchtime. So
I just have to go out for breakfast again.
I had 6 croissants and a schnitzel for breakfast. And
I thought that's about enough complete protein.
I think I've hit my protein threshold. Nice. It just so many things went wrong, and then the actual day of the show, I just ran out of food. So the food quality then ended up pretty shit. So yeah, just literally eating Squares bars all day. Just not a good time. And then I got pumped up, and then told like, oh yeah, you're going on stage in 5 minutes. We're like, yeah, sweet. I might look okay. It's definitely not the best that I've ever looked. And then I was like, stood around for 45 minutes.
That's what they did at the Natural Olympia with Josh. Like, they came round and they were like, right, you need to be getting ready. Like, this was for men's class. In the teens, it was all right.
It took so long.
Like, we were waiting for so long. And I'm sure they must have said like 3 times, like, yeah, it would be like 5 minutes. And then we're waiting for half an hour. I'm sure it was like an hour and a half after he was told it'd be like the next 15 minutes. It was an hour and a half.
Yeah, they took the break or something.
They took a break after they told him he was going to be on soon. Like, he looked really good. He got a good pump. And then it was like, right, okay, we'll wait then. And then we got another one because we were like, well, what, is it soon? Is it not? Like,
it's just so annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, when you get to that level of shows, surely the logistics are ironed out.
It should be
the one fucking thing that they have got right. Like, the running order. And how
that
long
is one thing
classes are going to last.
The UK FBA, they're very good with that. Like, they run a very sort of tight ship, if you like. Lee, if you're watching, it's very good.
He's really, really trying to claw it back.
No, but what did you say? We didn't say how bad about UK FBA last week.
No, we
said... No, you just put them in OK to you.
Well, you want everyone to be in God tier.
No. This is a non-biased opinion. I think you did it perfectly.
Yeah.
Right? I was literally like, yep, I agree. Two bros, right? Yeah. He's got NPC. Nice one. Yeah. They're still shit. Yeah. I've never been to a show and thought this is good.
Yeah.
It's just shit.
Yeah.
Just shit. Yeah,
he's getting cancelled now.
Yeah.
Cancel me. Cancel me, Ian.
Go for it. Best luck, buddy. I want bigger things. So yeah. No. I feel like we can
joke about NPC and
you're gonna end up having to do a Jack Eagles and go over to Spain and compete.
Yeah, finish dead last in a qualifier.
And even then, you've got to, when Jack won, he was like thanking The Spanish.
Thanking it. What's he called? Emiliano. Oh,
thank you Martinez. So much. Whatever his name is.
Arsenal goalkeeper.
Come on.
Aston Villa goalkeeper.
I'm just randomly. Thank you, Emiliano Martinez. That's not anybody here, Jack.
Yeah, it
sounds Spanish, Jack.
I'm sure one of you guys are called Martinez with a surname, and then someone puts that up. There we go. It was him.
Thank you.
Or like Roberto or something.
I've got to cut all that out, sounds racist.
Spanish racist. So, yeah, third show wrapped up. Didn't go to plan.
No.
What was your. So, that was 2 weeks.
You think a lot of that is just the time as well?
Yeah.
That you've been dieting and peaking and.
No. No, because. I still felt sound, good. Yeah, I still felt good. I, there's one other variable that, if I could go back, I would have changed. Every show that I've done over the last few years, I've had Annabella with me. Like, and you'll know, having your partner or someone that's going to like organise you helps so much. And I didn't have her in Germany, so I felt way more stressed
every night. You missed her.
Literally, Sam was like, "Shut up
all night."
You know, like. Talking about like 1%, me and Sam ended up having to share a bed. Have you ever shared a bed with Sam?
No.
It's like sleeping next to the fucking sun. He's so... he's red hot. I got in bed, I was like, oh no, this will be all right. And as soon as he fell asleep, I was like, oh my God. I'm radioactive Sam.
Look who we're just glowing. Right, right. Steve coming out of his ears.
I've got burns on my arm.
Skin's fucked, hands fucked, you just sweat everything out.
Yeah.
To be fair though, those are small things. Like, think how I was towards the end of my prep. There's no chance I'd have been sharing a bed with someone and being alright about it. I'd have been like, no chance. Like, I need my own bed.
Literally.
Like, I'd have been like really stressed. That stressed me out.
Now looking back, I'm like, why didn't I just go downstairs to the reception, get another room?
Yeah,
like, but in that moment, you just go, fine, right, whatever, get on with it.
Yeah.
You
don't have the energy for stuff as well, though. You just do whatever's easiest, don't you?
Josh, I want to ask, because you said you seem to like eat up into these shows with like the night before you're going for food, the day of you'll eat a good amount of food. When it comes to, say, the in-between period, maybe not the show from the second to the third one, because that went a bit shit, but like, do you like, let's say, for example, you compete on the Sunday, you're competing in a few weeks from then. Would you go back to like a really low baseline? Would you like deplete? Do you do cardio? Do you do, because... Do you just hold and just think, oh, I'm just going to stick around the same way and then fill up? Like, what's your game plan? Obviously, it depends.
So,
what would you usually do? Because you seem to eat a lot of food in the build-up to shows.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Like,
yeah, but that being said, he always looks very fresh and very formed.
And, like, you know, we joke about it. My sex drive is something that I, like, I'm conscious of throughout prep. If I notice that that's going down, then...
You'll feed up a little bit,
and
you'll, or you'll have a load or a diet break, or
I'll actually listen to my body and go right. This isn't my norm.
Yeah.
The aim is to like obviously lose body fat, it's not to completely bury myself.
Yeah.
And
it's not.
I think as well though with Men's Physique that is a lot easier.
Yeah.
Because like when I did the Men's Physique show, like I could have been leaner, but it wasn't like I was far off condition for Men's Physique.
Exactly.
And I felt great.
Exactly.
Like, then you try and get your glutes in and it's like, okay, this is hard.
You've got to play whatever game you're playing in. Yeah. I didn't need to have my glutes in. Yeah, all right, I was pretty,
They would have been
lean.
Really lean anyway, yeah.
But they were never like walnut peeled.
Yeah.
They were just good for Men's Physique.
Yeah.
And yeah, so what I would normally do post-show, I'd just go back down to what my lowest food would be. So this year, my lowest food was 175 carb, 25 fat, 220 protein, and I just go back down to that. My body weight would come down in 3 days every single time. And then hold, so increase food a little bit, bring cardio down a little bit, and just hold for a few days and then start linear loading again.
On cookie noodles,
yeah. In Seattle,
fats are quite low at 25.
Yeah.
You are,
your fats were quite low at 25.
I had them at
that low for like a short period, and like you feel fine at the time, but I think if you had him there for a long time, it's not good.
Yeah, well that's it as well. Like,
that was only in between. Like,
I bet the longest that I had that lower fat for was 3 days, and that's the entirety of prep. It was just literally just maintaining fullness all the way through, making sure that performance were good and that my actual physique looked good, rather than just driving down the scale weight, because I could. There's no doubt I could have knocked off another 5 kilos and like being inside out, but what benefit would it have brought me?
Yeah.
Absolutely none.
Yeah.
So on the peak for Seattle, because prep had been so long, I noticed in myself that I was dragging. Sleep weren't good.
How long was this, sorry? From the last from third to fourth?
2 weeks.
So you had another 2 weeks. Yeah. 2 weeks, 2 weeks.
So,
yeah.
The space.
Like it felt like that was longer than two. I thought like the last show, because we spoke in between, I thought there was like maybe another week or two from then. No.
I thought it was quite short, but that's probably because I'd done a show really early and then.
I think it, but you know, like with travelling so much, it for me went really, really quick. But from obviously the travel home from Germany was the next day after the show. I was home by 1 p.m. Yeah. Like that period of time from the second, the first show to the fourth, felt very long.
Yeah.
But yeah, the peaking for Seattle, because I was like, I felt it myself that whatever I was putting in, I was just gonna end up burning off. Because I was so fucked. Mm. I literally had Chipotle every single day for the time that we were in Seattle. So like 4 evenings of eating Chipotle. And Chipotle's dense.
So you're just having what you wanted.
Burrito.
And what you fancied.
Burrito, rice and double meat. Yeah. Every night. And my, like the first couple of days my weight came down and then I started to fill up. And I look ridiculous there.
That is that super compensation effect, isn't it? That's when like... The best that I looked in the whole of prep was when I was so, so fucked and then I came out of that hole. Yeah. And I was like, Jesus Christ, like the pumps that you get, how vascular you are, how sort of tight everything feels. Even when you're posing, you feel like you're bursting full.
Yeah.
Like I remember thinking like, fucking hell, this is, that was when I quickly applied for loads of shows. I was like, I need to apply for shows, so I'm looking fucking great. And I couldn't get into them because it was too late. So like, it's like 2 days after A1.
Yeah, you have like a small window where it's just like, you soak like everything up.
It was literally just that shift from being so depleted and so trashed to then actually feeling all right and training being all right and getting a decent pump. It's like I forgot how that felt and I just loved how I looked and how I felt. I was like, this is incredible. But then you can't really sustain that. Like you have to just deplete back down and come back out. But then you do that so many times and it just wears on you.
Like, what I did for like the first show, the first ever time I competed, like in comparison, I never post photos of this first show where the results the best because I was so flat, and I was so like flat. And I was like 2 or 3 kilos up for the next two shows, and I looked far better because it was just like you ruined.
Yeah, you've been
and
then so you get
fatigued. Yeah, and I remember like in my first ever peak week, I had like 800 carb, and I dropped weight every day. And I was like, well, I'm out of time now. It's show day tomorrow. So I was like, we'll just see how things go. And like, obviously it was a good result, but it was like, I remember after that, I was like, I actually start to look better because my weight started to go up when I eat. But until then, it took me a good amount of time to get out of that fatigue sort of hole.
I think as well, like, you've got to do multiple seasons to be able to know that that's how your body's going to be. I knew that's exactly how my body was going to be, so I was ready for it.
Yeah.
If it had been previous years, I wouldn't have had all that Chipotle. I wouldn't have had it, like, I had fucking loads of food. Annabella were literally like, are you sure you should be eating this much? Like, yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, I were eating a meal, 45 minutes later, I was like, I'm so pumped. An hour after that, flat again. I was like, yeah, this food's just
burning
straight through. It was ridiculous.
What is a furnace, bro?
Yeah, I'm a fucking furnace, bro. Get me a 5 guys.
So what was your food like when you said, I know you said Chipotle, but what was your food away from that? Like, what was your on-plan?
Oh, I didn't eat anything else. I could binge on Chipotle every night.
Chipotle. I was having 3,000 calories of Chipotle, nothing else.
Well, my weight was going down. Yeah. That was weird. I wasn't eating anything else all day. Saving it.
Breakfast were like a lot of oats, and then every other meal were like bagels and rice and chicken.
What would you guess the carbs were like?
It was 650, 750, 850.
With a Chipotle on top?
No, that's included.
Included, okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. So it was like, you know, not crazy, but for me, a lot. Like,
and you've gone from 175
when you're what,
and
you so what, 76, 78 kilos?
Lightest that I got to, I think, were about 77. Again,
so at that weight, that amount of food, it's a decent amount, isn't it?
Something that I've not done ever before and I probably won't do again. I weren't bothered about body weight at all.
Yeah.
I'd weigh in to make sure that I weren't like, you know, 5 kilos up at.
But you were just focused on how you felt.
I never wrote down for the past like 4 weeks what weight I was at. For me to find out what weight I were, I'd have to look at my MBW log. Shout out to MBW, my sponsors. Code on mine.
Yeah, you have, mate. You're like Mr. Worldwide with these sponsors.
Stupid.
Yeah, but your supplement sponsor, like, you're a team against, so.
Why? Because we've got Mr. Chuck.
He's just messaging saying, what have you just said about him?
Yeah.
Jesus, he is. He's just messaged me.
He's not happy.
He's not happy. He's
so, just... what was the result at the last show?
Oh, it was a fucking good result, boys.
It was a good result.
Yeah.
You were like, that's the question I've been waiting for.
Yes, this is why I'm here. Yeah, so, long story short, I won and became world champion. WMBF Pro World Champion in the medium class. The standard was, again, like, what you would expect and what you would hope. It was ridiculous.
You seem to only say that, Josh, when you win. Yeah. I know. Like, when you don't win.
Right.
You know, you usually don't mention this.
I'm going to say it again about the Germany show. Crazy. Crazy. So yeah. Good. That's because in the next show, most of them went to that show and then I beat them. So, yeah, there were loads of people that obviously competed in Germany, then competed in Seattle. Yeah. And in my head, I was like, right, I know I was off. I need to prove to these fuckers that they got lucky last time round, and, you know, I'm not as shit as what I looked. Yeah, so the standard was obviously out of this world because it was a world finals. There was previous world champions in my class. There was a lad that beat me in Germany. And there was Harry Ranson, who I was joint points on him when I won my pro card, and then the head judge split it.
Yeah, you deserve to win that.
Right, I'm not saying anything else. Harry disagreed, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
And you beat him again, and he was like, this fucking fraud, Robin wins.
You could, like, that's fair enough if you disagree, but based on you thinking you wanted to win. That's fine, but I
think you deserve to win. Disagree and think that he's deluded.
Harry will listen to this.
I'm not saying, I don't know.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm just saying, that's what you were telling us, literally, when the camera.
No. Proper sound. Harry's lovely.
Yeah, Harry's sound.
But I think that you should have won. And I'd say if I thought he would, even if you were here.
Thank you. So, yeah, I felt like there was almost lots of points to prove within my class for me. And before we went and, like, pumped up, because obviously Harry's Team GB, me and him were, like, together a lot of the time, and he was like, what are you wanting to achieve from this? I was like, I'm not going to lie, mate. Like, I'm here. I obviously want to win. And, like, probably my goal now as a competitive men's physique person is to become a world champion. So I'd love it if that happened today, but equally, if it doesn't, I'll try again in a few more years.
Nah, I bet you were like, I'm winning this. And
I'm gonna fucking do it.
You were like pumping up, doing press.
What did he say? He wants to beat you.
I said, what do you want to do? I'm not gonna lie, mate. This is my last show. I want to go out on a high, and I feel like I was a little bit hard done by last time out in the UK. I just want to beat you. I'm not bothered about anyone else. Right, fair enough.
The thing is, though, that's a good
idea. He said it out there, and I was like, you know, I didn't tell him, like, oh, fuck off, it's
not
going
to happen. I'd rate it.
I bet you were like matey with him about it. It wasn't
yeah,
like,
yeah,
what,
yeah.
That's what it was like, you know, with Charlie.
Yeah, yeah.
I said to Charlie, I was like, so he beat me in the qualifier.
Who's Charlie?
Charlie Neal. In the UKDFBA finals, he came second. But I remember thinking for like those 2 weeks in between,
yeah.
I think it was 2 weeks, I was like, if I can beat Charlie, there's no one else that I know from the UK that will beat me.
Yeah.
And there wasn't. I came third, Charlie came second, and the guy that won came over from Germany, I think, and he deserved to win.
Yeah.
But I said to Charlie, like, on the day, I was like, if I beat you, like, that's all I've been thinking, I'm going to beat you. And he was like, I've been thinking about that with you. Like, that's all I've been thinking, is, like, I'm going to beat you, and that's all I need to focus on, is, like, trying to beat your best competition or the greatest competition.
Yeah.
So, obviously, if he'd had to beat you, he'd have won. So like, it's not a bad mindset if you think I want to beat the
and then
best
when,
guy.
When, where did he finish in the line?
He finished third.
Oh, if he got second, that would have been funny. Yeah. Like, considering he got that before.
Who came second?
Yeah.
Santiago Prada, who beat me in Germany.
Right.
Santiago
Nunes, who played for Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Nunes, it wasn't
Nunes.
Darwin Nunes came second, sorry.
No, Darwin Nunes.
Yeah.
Good looking guy.
He just kept fucking elbowing everyone.
Okay.
Is it Nunes?
Santiago Muñez.
Yeah, Muñez, isn't it?
Is it from Goal?
Yeah.
Best film ever.
Yeah, Newcastle then to the roundabout.
Yeah.
What a move.
So what, first in that, and then did you speak to him afterwards, the guy who
finished? Harry.
Did you say
you're mates with him, aren't you?
I am mates. Yeah, I would say he's like one of my bodybuilder mates, and he weren't happy. I knew he weren't happy. I think he thought he should have come second. I like look at it and go, there were parts of his physique that were better than mine, there were parts of his physique that were better than second, but it's an overall package bodybuilding, and
It's not really men's physique, is it? You don't get judged on the lower body, you know.
You do?
So, yeah, but minimal, you know. You're saying
it's like, I asked the head judge. I was like, right, what's my strong points? He went, the fact that your shorts weren't baggy, big tick, and you had calves.
Big dick?
big dick. Sorry, I meant to say big tits.
Oh, big tits.
Big tits.
Lots of gynecomastia.
Yeah, to be fair, though, like, I feel like calves in men's physique are more important than even in bodybuilding. Because they balance your physique definitely. So much. Like,
yeah.
Whereas with bodybuilding, if you've got decent quads, hamstrings, glutes, and your calves are a bit shit, it's not as noticeable as if your calves are really non-existent in physique.
Mate, anyone that's got really bad legs in men's physique,
oh, it's so noticeable.
It looks awful.
It looks awful in bodybuilding as well, but I know what you mean. Like, I also think people just don't get the right shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many people that just wear baggy shorts, and it's like, just get some tighter shorts. Like, there's loads out there that will fit you a lot better,
yeah.
and it will make your overall look so much better.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I've worn many, many, and I do think Alter are the best because of Daddy Ryan.
No. Do they sponsor you?
No. I'm going to speak it into existence. I would love it if they did.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
I liked the Elite ones, or Elite, or whatever, however you're supposed to pronounce it.
Elite.
Yeah.
Elite.
Did you say Elite Subs UK?
Josh Crowley.
Discount code JC10.
JC10.
What about J Freaky 10
or whatever it is?
Yeah. So, one, became world champion. I'm not going to lie, I went into the overall and didn't win the overall.
Got destroyed.
Yeah. By some South Korean guy.
I saw him. Yeah, really good.
Yeah, really good.
Did you come second in the overall?
Yeah. And the South Korean guy is 11 years older than me. So the average age of a WMBF world champion is 32. So for me to do it at 26, it's not bad going.
Yeah.
He was 37 and he's been to, like, I want to say 10 worlds now. He's been every single year and he's got better and better and better every time. So I would like to think in 10 years' time, if I am still competing, you know, I'm not going to look shit.
Yeah. No, fair enough. So it's weird to think that you got a first, a second in the overall, first, third in the overall, a fifth in the class, and then a first and a second in the overall. Like, that fifth is such an outlier.
Yeah.
Like, it's so odd when you think about that. Like, doesn't really make too much sense.
I think it...
Yeah, but it does when you know that you weren't your best.
And like, I think it's so common now for so many people to go, I was off.
Yeah.
Like, they don't win, really they were off.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely was off.
Yeah. Did Sam say to you at all, like, did you ask him and he was just like, I knew.
I was saying stuff to Sam to try and convince myself that, like, it was better than what it was.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, I'm feeling really on honor, Sam. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'd say it and I'd be like, no, I'm not, mate. Yeah. Don't reply.
Yeah.
It was just shit. I just hated it. Yeah. Germany was not fun. It was not a nice place. Just wanted to go home.
Yeah,
yeah. That's a horrible feeling.
Which is worse, Germany or your first trip to America in 2021?
Your first trip to Vegas?
When you competed and you were like, I was crying. Like, you did a show in America, I think.
I competed in Vegas.
Yeah, and I remember you saying you were crying on the way, or like, you were in your hotel room and you were crying or something. You said it like, it was
awful. Like emotional.
Oh, okay.
I went like depressed.
Oh, no. I just remember you saying that was a bit of a shit show. You were like,
I didn't look good.
Yeah.
Because my the last time I competed, it was, in my eyes, I was going to finish after the UK finals,
yeah.
and then ended up having another month on to go and compete.
Were you really ill as well?
Like, yeah, yeah. I had chronic diarrhea.
So what was worse, Seattle or that?
Germany. Germany was horrific.
Yeah.
I hated it. Yeah. But I'm going to have people compete at that show this year, and I know everything what not to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, if there's value in it, it's there.
Just say the supermarkets open at midday.
Go a day earlier.
Don't get chicken schnitzel.
Yeah. That restaurant there, it may be absolutely beautiful, but you're not going.
Go somewhere else.
No, it's true though. Like, you learn from it. Like, there's loads of things that I learned this year that I'm like, okay, right, that could have been managed better, whether it be myself or clients, whether it be certain shows. Like, going to the Natural Olympia, like, now, like, I'll say to my clients, like, just have a look at the standard of the Natural Olympia, have a look at the standard of the WMBF Worlds, think about maybe which road you want to go down.
And then,
if you want an easy elite win, you know where to go.
Yeah, there's nothing
pure
wrong
with it. Any pure elite shows could do that. They're way better than the Natural Olympia, I imagine.
Anything is.
Anything. You do not want to go to this show. This
is the game.
It's a game. Wait, I'm sure there's a Gay England show, like around that sort of time. You can do that instead.
Got to prove that you're gay, though.
You got to prove it. Yeah. And you've got to start practicing with me. Straight right now. Right, that's it. Josh, anything that you want to leave this part by? Like, that was a good show season. So we'll do some questions. Anything you want to leave? Anything that you...
No, honestly, we're the most amazing season. I'm so glad that I lost in Germany, because I don't think I would have won in Seattle if that didn't happen. So, for anyone that's listening and say you've had a shit season previously, or in future seasons something bad goes wrong, just know that all the bad stuff that happens, it's just, you know, it's like another notch on your belt. It's more skin in the game. So, yeah, absolutely. Just keep going and fucking learn from it.
It is just a case of learning from it.
So one thing you could learn from it, what would you take? If you would say, this is one thing I learned to take forward, what would it be?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I only asked for one. Cheers.
Nah, you're having two.
End the podcast.
End the podcast, Sam. Edit it. See you later.
And it's always going to be a happy ending, so if it's not a happy ending, it's probably not the end. So, yeah, there you go.
What if you're just really shit at bodybuilding?
Yeah, what if you're like...
No, but then if you're really shit at bodybuilding, you'll probably end up doing something else, and you'll apply that same level of passion, and you'll end up good at that. There
Mr.
you go.
England.
Mr. Gay England.
That's bodybuilding.
Yeah, shit. You actually really get that as well.
Yeah. Right. Really shit it.
If you don't know the Mr. Gay England reference, guys, please revert back to our tier list ranking of federations in the UK bodybuilding sphere. So that's that. We're going to be doing a Q&A, and then we're going to do a little bonus episode. So Josh isn't allowed to leave yet. We've got him for another hour or so. So yeah, if you guys have enjoyed, please like, comment, subscribe. Josh Croghan. Josh? Give you what's your Instagram handle? JC17?
Josh Croghan. JC17.
Josh Croghan 17? Isn't it Josh Croghan 17?
No, it's Josh Croghan _. Where? Yeah, I just love Nanny.
I used to have a Nanny. The one with the gold rings.
You're a Liverpool fan. How do you know Nanny's number?
It's on your edge, isn't it?
Nah, it's not. That's my birthday.
No, it's not. It's Nanny's number.
I'm stunned how you know Nanny's number. Fair play.
He was a good player.
Anyway, guys, get us to 500 subs, please. We're very close. Yeah, please. And get us to 800 followers on Spotify, please. And you can give your podcast a shout out if you want. But Sam, just cover it.
Please come and watch and listen to the Board Shorts and Banter podcast that Christian Guzman approves. But if you don't believe me, watch the videos.
Yeah, Sam, right there. There we go. Bye bye, guys. See you later.